Masechet Kelim Paragidav Mishal Klei Matzchis Shutem Umekablein Tmeh. The previous program I've been discussing Klei Cheres, earthenware kelim. The coming program will discuss Klei Matzchis metal kelim. And the Mishnah tells us that a metal kli, whether it's pashut, it's flat, doesn't have a receptacle, or whether it had a base keyboard, it had a receptacle. In either case, the Klei Matzchis is Mekabel Tumah. As opposed to a Klei Cheres, an earthenware kli, it's only Mekabel Tumah if it had a toch, if it had a receptacle. Nishpuru Taru. If a Klei Matzchis becomes tumah and then it breaks, or a side of a hole develops in it, it would become tar. Chazar ba'asam ehem kli, chazru l'tumatam hayishanah. If after the Klei Matzchis became tumah and then it broke, you went ahead and put the pieces back together, you made a kli out of it again. In such a case, the old tumah would come back. Now that you have watered the pieces back together, the old tumah returns. Now, minatora, that's not the case. Minatora, once a kli breaks and becomes tar, even if you water back together, the old tumah would not return. Even though it would be makava tumah mikanu lahaba, if something that's tumah would come into contact with it, it would become tumah from that period on. But the old tumah that it had before it broke would not return. But the Rabbanan were geyser that the old tumah returns when you put the kli back together. The reason being is that there's two ways to be metahir a kli. A kli that becomes tumah can be metahir in two ways. You can immerse it in the mikvah, as a kli makas that is immersed in a mikvah would become tar, as opposed to a kli cheres. A kli cheres does not have tara in a mikvah. If you immerse a kli cheres that had become tumah in a mikvah, it would not become tar. But a kli makas would become tar if you immersed it in a mikvah. And the second way to be metahir a kli is to break it. Well, if the size of the hole develops in it, it would become tar. Now, if it breaks and you put it back together, you can use it immediately. You don't have to wait until nightfall. And this is considered a new kli, without any shaykhah to the old kli, so therefore you don't need to wait until Harish Shemesh. You can use it immediately. But if you have a kli tumah that you immersed in the mikvah, you have to wait until nightfall. You need Harish Shemesh. This is a gzeiras hakasuv, that the tumah doesn't go away completely until nightfall. Now, a person that sees a kli become tumah, and then he sees that it breaks, and you put it back together, and he sees that you use it immediately, you don't wait until nightfall, he will not know that the reason is, because once it breaks, even though you put it back together, it's considered a new kli and doesn't require Harish Shemesh. He will think that any time a kli becomes tar, you don't need Harish Shemesh, even if it's immersed in the mikvah. And he'll go ahead and take a kli that was tumah and immersed in the mikvah, and he'll use it without waiting until nightfall. So therefore, the Rabbanim were gozer that a kli that breaks and is put back together, the old tumah returns, it is now tumah again, so therefore you'll be forced to immerse it in the mikvah, and you'll wait until nightfall, and everybody will know that a kli tumah that was immersed in the mikvah requires Harish Shemesh. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oimer, lo lokol tumah, evo l'tumah tanekesh. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, that which the Mishnah said, that a kli makas that breaks, when it's put back together, the old tumah returns. That's not true by every tumah. Only if the kli makas originally became tumah to a nefesh, it was tumah lemeis. In such a case, when it breaks and it's put back together, the old tumah returns, it will again be tumah lemeis. But if it became tumah any other way, for example, it came into contact with a sheretz, when it breaks and it's put back together, the old tumah will not return, the rabbi will not be geyser in such a case. The reason being is that Rav Shimon Gamliel rejects the reason that the Tana Gamma gave for that which the Rabbanim were going through, that Tumah Yishana returns after Kli breaks and is put back together. But the Tana Gamma says that the reason was that a person should not think that a Kli Tumah that is immersed in the mikvah requires Harish Shemesh. Instead, Rav Shimon Gamliel has a different reason why the Rabbanim were going through that a Tumah Yishana returns. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the reason is that since when a Kli becomes Tumah and it breaks and is put back together, you can use it immediately. Even if it had originally become tumah lemeis, and had you not broken it, you would have to wait 7 days until you used it. As something that becomes tumah lemeis requires hazoya, gimel, and zayin, you have to sprinkle on it from the main chasas of the parah aduma on the third and seventh day, and only after 7 days could you use it. But if you break it and put it back together, it's considered as if it's a new kli, and you can use it immediately. You don't need hazoya, gimel, and zayin, and you don't need to wait 7 days. And when a person sees that a kli that had become tumah lemeis, after it breaks and you put it back together, you use it immediately, he will think that a kli that became tumah lemeis does not require hazoya, gimel, zayin. You don't need to sprinkle on it. You don't need to wait 7 days. So therefore, the Rabbanim were geyser that if a kli becomes tumah lemeis and it breaks and you put it back together, the old tumah returns, so you'll be forced to be mazal on it, gimel, and zayin, and to wait 7 days. So this reason, of course, only applies if the kli became tumah lemeis, but if the kli had any other tumah, this reason does not apply. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if the kli had any other tumah, other then becoming tumah lemeis, in such a case when it breaks and you put it back together, all tumah does not return, and you can use it immediately. Sechet Kelim Perek Yidav Mishnah Beis Kol Kli Matzchis Sheyesh Lo Shem B'fnei Atzmo Tumah. All metal kelim that have an identifying name are makabel tumah. We had in the previous mission The metal kelim are makabel tumah, whether they're pasher, whether they're flat, or whether they have a base keeper, whether they have a receptacle. And this Mishnah qualifies it a bit. The Mishnah tells them, that which we said that a metal kli of makabel tumah, if it's pasher, that's only if it has an identifying name. That the name that is used to call that kli refers dafka to that kli, specifically to that kli. As opposed to, if the kli master does not have an identifying name, that the name that is used to refer to that kli doesn't refer specifically to that kli, it could refer to other kelim also. In such a case, that kli master would not be considered chashuv and would not be makabel tumah if it's pashud, if it's flat. Chutz min hadelas umin hanagor. There are exceptions, though, to this rule. There are some metal kelim that are not makabel tumah, even though they do have an identifying name. A door and a bolt, umin hamano, or a lock, vaposeas or tachas hatzir, or the socket underneath the pivot. As the doors in those days, instead of swinging on hinges, swung on pivots, on pins that were attached to the top and bottom of the door. And underneath the bottom pin, there was a socket. That socket is not makabel tumah. Vahatzir. And the pins themselves that are attached to the top and bottom of the door are not makabel tumah. Vahakare. A kare, some say, is referring to a door knocker. Vahatzinor. And the tube. And the pins that were attached to the top and bottom of the door swung within a tube. Shanasu lakar. All these things are not makabel tumah, since they are used for something that's attached to the ground. As all these things that are attached to the door, which is part of the house that is attached to the ground. And anything that's attached to the ground is not makabel tumah. It's just like the ground itself is not makabel tumah. Anything that's mechubah l'karka that's attached to the ground is not makabel tumah.